Some trees flourish, others die. Some cattle grow strong, others are taken by wolves. Some men are born rich enough and dumb enough to enjoy their lives. Ain't nothing fair. We all need friends, old timer. We die alone, but we live among men. Listen to your boss, Jonah, now. There's a good boy. Otherwise, I'll put a hole in your hillbilly head and watch your tiny brain drain out.
All right, I've been thinking. Yeah, when life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade. Make life take the lemons back. Get mad. I don't want your damn lemons. What am I supposed to do with these? Demand to see life's manager. Make life rue the day it thought it could ever give Cave Johnson lemons. Do you know who I am? Big man, I'm the man who's gonna burn your house down with the lemons. Yeah, I'm gonna get my engineers to invent a combustible lemon that burns your house down.
Fine. No, absolutely fine. It's not like I don't have, you know, 10,000 other test subjects begging me to help them escape. You know, it's not like this place is about to explode. All right, look, okay, I'll be honest with you. You're the last test subject left. And if you don't help me, we're both gonna die. All right? I didn't want to say it. You dragged it out of me. Okay? Dead. Dos muerte. Most test subjects do experience some cognitive deterioration after a few months in suspension. Now, you've been under for quite a lot longer. And it's not out of the question that you might have a very minor case of serious brain damage. But don't be alarmed. Although, if you do feel alarmed, try to hold on to that feeling, because that is the proper reaction to being told you have brain damage. Okay, listen, let me lay something on you here. It's pretty heavy. They told me never, never, ever to disengage myself from my management rail, or I would die. But we're out of options here, so get ready to catch me, all right? On the off chance that I'm not dead the moment I pop off this thing.
You can't break a man the way you break a dog or a horse. The harder you beat a man, the taller he stands. To break a man's will, to break his spirit, you have to break his mind. Men have this idea that we can fight with dignity, that there's a proper way to kill someone. It's absurd. It's anesthetic. We need it to endure the bloody horror of murder. You must destroy that idea. Show them what a messy, terrible thing it is to kill a man. And then show them that you relish in it. Shoot to wound, then execute the wounded. Burn them. Take them in close combat. Destroy their preconceptions of what a man is. And you become their personal monster. When they fear you, you become stronger. You become better. But let's never forget, it's a display. It's a posture, like a lion's roar, or a gorilla thumping at its chest. If you lose yourself in the display, if you succumb to the horror, then you become the monster. You become reduced. Not more than a man, but less. And it can be fatal.